Welcome to the Military Child Education Coalition podcast, the show that highlights a wide range of challenges and triumphs that our military-connected kids experience. My name is Nikki Harrison, and I'll be your host today. We would like to say thank you for the support of the Edward Spouses Club for this episode. I am so excited to have joining me some really amazing recipients of the Military Child of the Year Award, and I'd love for them to tell a little bit about themselves and who they are. And I'm going to start with Caleb.
Hi, all. My name is Caleb, and currently I'm a third year at the University of Colorado Boulder, and I'm studying engineering physics. And right now I'm sort of having a concentration on sustainable development and developing and researching sustainable technologies in that sort of field. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. And we'll talk a little bit later about your love for science, but I love that you're studying some really great things. How about Allison? Could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi, my name is Allison. I'm currently a senior at Grafton High School. I've moved around 7 times, and I just love being a military kid.
Wonderful. And Taylor?
Hi, I'm Taylor. I'm a senior at Washington Liberty High School, and super excited to be here.
Awesome. And last but not least, Nolani.
Hi, I'm Nolani. I'm 17 and I'm a junior at William J. Brennan High School. I love music and playing for a lot of people. I'm really glad I had this opportunity. Thank you.
Wonderful. Well, thank you all for joining us. We're so excited for our listeners to get to know a little bit about you. And again, all the amazing things that you are doing as military kids. But I'd love to know, how does it feel to be a recipient of the Military Child of the Year Award? And I'm going to start with Nolani.
Honestly, it feels really surreal. And I just think it's a huge honor to be chosen as Military Child of the Year. My dad has been in the military for 30 plus years. So for me, it's more of an honor for his sacrifice to be recognized. And the amount of work that he has put in for our country to be honored. I'm so excited because it's such a great opportunity for me to meet more military kids who have gone through similar experiences that I have. So I'm just elated and ecstatic about meeting people, sharing my story, sharing my dad's story as well.
Absolutely. And I love that with the Military Child of the Year Award, your recipients representing each one of the branches. So I feel like that carries kind of some weight with it too, right? What about you, Taylor? How does it feel to be a recipient of the award?
It's definitely so incredible, and I have loved like every second of it since I found out. I will say like one of my favorite parts is I've had a lot of people like come up to me who have like heard about it and shared their experiences with me. So one of my teachers like saw it on the website, and she was like talking to me about how she was an Army military brat and like her experiences in the Army. And that was like really exciting and really cool to kind of find those connections that like I don't necessarily have the time to like sit down and talk about. But now I'm having this opportunity to have these conversations.
Yeah, I like that you have kind of adult military children. I think I told you all I was a military child, and as an adult, it kind of opens up a space for me to talk about my experience. So I like that you had a teacher that did that. So that's nice. Allison, how about you?
I would say, honestly, I'm very honored as everybody else is. And I think that I like having this like new platform where I can talk to other military kids, and I can also share with kids that aren't military children my experiences. And I love that it also gets to, you know, honor my family and all of my dad's hard work. And I'm just super proud.
Thank you. And Caleb, how does it feel?
Yeah, I think Nolani put it really well on saying surreal. It feels very unreal. And I remember I was told, I was coming out of work one day, out, my mom asked to call me and speak with me. And I got really concerned. I was like, I hope nothing's wrong. And she FaceTimed me, and she tried keeping a straight face and everything, and she told me, and I was at that point really tired, so I was just like, oh cool. I didn't know how to react at all, and it still feels unreal in many ways, but definitely it is just so huge. I think that being a military child in many ways has just become such a big part of my identity and the identity of so many military children across the globe. So it means a lot in that sense. And it's, again, super surreal.
I'm sure it does feel that way. And this award has been around for many years. I think you're in the 16th year. It's exciting to have something that's acknowledging the experiences of military kids. And so I'm glad that you all are so excited. And so I'd love to know who or what inspired you to apply for the award. I know there's a nomination process, but what was the inspiration? And I think I'll start with Allison.
I was very inspired to share my story and really be some type of influence. I think it's very important when you're a military child, you move around a lot and you can't necessarily like place roots somewhere, but I do think it's very important to leave an impact in your community. And I think that just by earning this award and being honored with this award, I can definitely leave an impact with my story.
Absolutely. And the story is really important. Taylor, what about you?
I would say my mom was definitely a big part of me applying. She is like my biggest cheerleader in every sense of the word. She thinks that I can do anything, and sometimes I have to reel her back in. And so this was definitely one of those things where I was like, I don't know, mom, like, you know, this is kind of, you know, it's a very big honor. And she was definitely like a big supporter. Like, now I mean, that you can do this. And so that's really meaningful to me to have that support, like, especially as a military child. I think, like, as Allison said, it's sometimes hard to put down roots. And so to have my family kind of rally behind me in that sense was really amazing.
Absolutely. And as someone who is a parent of two boys and military kids, you can do anything. I'm like your mom, Taylor. I think you can do anything that you put your mind to. So it's great when you have parents that are supportive. They're your cheerleaders. And I know probably all of your parents are so incredibly proud of you. So I love that. Nolani, what was the inspiration for the award for you?
For me, the inspiration was what happened with my family in Belgium and what my family went through living in the hospital for 6 months. We lost our mom and it was a big sacrifice for my dad as well and my whole family to lose a huge part of us. But we wanted to share that story, get people aware of not just what we went through, but what other military kids have to go through with the feeling of loss of losing a parent. Or just that grief of having to move around so often. And that was the biggest inspiration for applying to be Military Child of the Year because I just wanted to get out that story and reach out and build connections to many military kids to let them know that they weren't alone in feeling those feelings of loss and grief.
Yes, and thank you for sharing your story because I think a lot of military kids have experienced loss or there's a lot of youth that are in caregiver roles, right, of parents who have been injured, ill, or wounded. And so it's great for them to be able to know that there's other military children that are experiencing some of the same things. So I think that's what's important about sharing your story. So thank you. And Caleb, what about the inspiration for you?
Yeah, I really, really liked what Allison said about community. I genuinely believe that all the opportunities I've had, all of the things I've gotten to has been because I've had such a great community and really being able to further that for me has been super important. And just hearing the stories of the other recipients here, I'm just like so incredibly inspired. And it's so cool to be around that. And that is, I don't know, it's just really amazing and it inspires me. And if I can be part of that, be part of furthering that, that just means the world to me.
Wonderful. Well, thank you all for sharing what the inspiration was behind applying for the award and really sharing your stories, because I think that's the most impactful part of you being recipients of this award. So, Nolani, I know you talk about how military families face a number of challenges, and you say that military kids should give themselves grace while they're navigating those challenges, too, because, you know, military kids are experiencing them as well. What does grace mean to you?
So, for me, grace is almost giving yourself the understanding that what you are going through is normal. As someone who has been through life-changing events and had to suffer like years a depression and many symptoms of like self-isolation. It's really hard to grasp those feelings when you're so young and to understand that what you're going through is normal, especially as a military kid, not having one parent around, knowing that maybe they're off somewhere in the world and maybe they can't come back. It's a really big deal. And I feel like a lot of military kids tend to not give themselves enough grace or understanding that that is a really big deal, not having that parent. That other kids who go to the same school as you get to come home to both of their parents coming home from work when you come home and you don't even know if your parent is still alive somewhere in the world. And for me, the biggest thing about giving themselves grace is simply giving themselves the understanding that it is okay to grieve, that it is okay to have these negative feelings, that it is okay to cry, and that it is completely normal to have such a big thing going on in your life and struggle to keep going.
I think that is great to really talk about, to give yourself the opportunity to have the grace or the permission to feel. And I think what's really insightful about what you said too is that, you know, we talk a lot about military kids being really resilient. Like that's, you know, I'm sure you all hear it, like resiliency, resiliency. Well, being resilient doesn't mean that there aren't going to be tough times. Being resilient doesn't mean that sometimes you have challenges and, you know, sometimes there's some really hard things that you're going through. And so I love that you talk about giving themselves grace, because I think that we should talk about that more. So Caleb, I know you love science and that you want to be part of making the world a better place through innovation. How has science impacted who you are as a person?
Yeah, so a very funny and strange memory that stands out from beginning high school. I had an inspired insulin pump and I didn't know how to shut off the noise that was going off. It's a very annoying, like high-pitched buzz. And one of my siblings like grabbed the expired insulin pump for me and started running through the house, started screaming, "I have Caleb's pancreas!" And so that was just like, and I was chasing them as well. And that was weirdly a really cool and impactful experience. It was a very small moment, but in that moment, I kind of just thought about, oh my gosh, this tiny piece of technology has made my life so, so much better. I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes early in high school, which at one point that was a death sentence. Not too long ago, that completely just changed people's lives. Now I barely even have to notice it. I was super and sort of interested by how technology improves people's lives. And it was a really empowering realization for me to see how innovation can further communities and how innovation can really just improve the human condition. That has sort of just completely, at that point, molded how I wanted to pursue my education, pursue my career, pursue what I wanted to do in life. I really wanted to follow that route of using technology to further communities. And that sort of has brought me here. I have the privilege of attending university and studying physics and actually getting to do real impactful work and research. And I think that's just so cool. I'm still really excited and get really giddy when talking about just how science is just so cool. And I think it still inspires me. I'm still something I'm like always curious about. And yeah.
Well, you can hear the passion in your voice for sure for science and your love for it and that you have a very personal experience with it in your story. And so I think that is amazing. And I really love how childhood experiences or whatever is kind of happening in your life can really impact your decision for your future, for your career, your interests and things like that. And so I just love that. I will say I did not love physics in school. So when you were like, I just love physics. And I thought, man, I needed to probably love physics a little bit more when I was in school because it was really hard for me. Okay, Allison, you are an amazing volunteer. I was like hundreds and hundreds of hours, almost 900 hours you logged this past year. That is incredible. And where did you have the time? Because I think that's really amazing. But I'd love to know, how do you think volunteering can help our military kids?
Like I said earlier, just a great way of getting a sense of community that I have found is through volunteering, and let that be like through like school, or I especially love being a part of student council, but just finding a way that you can connect with your community is very important. I think every place I've ever moved, I've always wanted to try to find some type of way that I can make an impact. I would say like in Virginia, for example, being a part of student council or being a captain of my speech and debate team has definitely been like that for Virginia. But even when I lived in Hawaii, like I was very active in Girl Scouts. I still am a Girl Scout, not as much as like active as I was in Hawaii, but just finding that sense of community is very important, especially when you don't live in a military like area too. Like you want to try to find some type of way that you can connect with people. Thankfully, Virginia is very military driven. So finding those connections with different military kids, it's easy at times. And even when there isn't other military kids around me, I think I can definitely share some type of input through different cultures that I may experience. And I think altogether, it creates like a diverse situation for everyone's growth. So I think that's very important.
I love that you talked about creating connection within your community. And I think that's important because, as you all know, you've moved and you've had to be new in a community, in a school. And one of the first things that you're looking for is how do you connect, right? If you're play a sport, you're probably looking, you know, to get into your sport. I know Nolani talked about music. You're finding wherever you can get really connected and in. And I think that's really important. And one of the things I wanted to mention is a few podcasts ago, I had a guest who was also a military child. She's now an adult like myself. And she mentioned about how when she finally was able to choose the place that she could live, the first thing that she wanted to do was, how does she figure out how to make that place better? And so I love that. I thought that was so inspirational. Whether you choose where you live or not, you still can connect and make an impact in the community. Well, Taylor, you have a really unique situation as a military child. And as military families, we know they move on average every 2 to 3 years. And we know military kids experience on average about 6 to 9 school changes. And so for you, you actually have the experience of having your parents separated in 2 different locations. And so I'd love to know, how does that separation affected you? Is there been some challenges? Has there been some advantages? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Definitely. I think one thing I will say with like having my parents be separate is, I think it obviously comes with the normal difficulties that you would expect, like communication and things like that. But one thing I will, like, I do want to focus on is that one like unique thing that I found is the vocabulary of that. So I find myself trying to explain to a lot of people like what having my parents be separated means. And one word that my family and I always joke about is like geographically separated, because when my parents are still together. And so that's like kind of a funny story, I guess, to explain to people and watch their faces kind of change when they realize like, no, like we're still a family. Like we still have the opportunity to live together at times, like when that is available to us. And so I think a lot of times I have to be like, oh yeah, like my parents live separately. And then I have to be like geographically separated, like not by choice. Like this is something that, you know, is a sacrifice that we make. But I think in that it has brought me a lot of stability. So I'm really, really grateful for it. I've gotten to live in Virginia for 5 years now, which is like almost unheard of for military kids. And so that's been really important to me. Getting to do all 4 years of high school in one place has been such a blessing. And I'm so incredibly grateful for like the sacrifices that my family has made for that. One advantage that I think being separated has brought me, though, is definitely my relationship with my brother. We're very, very close because we're always together. We've always had each other. And I think getting older, it's funny because I remember when I was like younger, my brother and I would argue, and my mom would always say like, don't argue. Like, he's the only sibling you have. Like, he's all you've got. And I like used to, you know, roll my eyes and laugh. But now like, I really do see that in our relationship. It's really important to me that we're so close. And I love having that bond with him.
I love that. And I almost got a little teary eyed because I have a younger brother. And my dad was gone a lot as a kid. And I remember whole summers, it would be just, you know, we'd move to a new place and we wouldn't have any friends. And I always used to say my brother's my like built-in best friend, because during some of those times, that's all you've got, like your mom says. But I love that you mentioned geographically separated, though. I wrote that down, as a matter of fact, when you said it, because I think that is important, that you're still together as a family. You just happen to be, at this time, geographically separated. It's great that you make that distinction. And I'm sure people's faces probably are like, oh, that's like a thing, right? Like, and it is. I know all of you have so many different goals and aspirations and interests. And I would love to know what the future holds. And I'll start with Nilani.
As I'm a junior, I'm not going to graduate yet, sadly. But I do have a lot of plans. Again, like I said earlier, I want to study abroad in South Korea. I want to study music production and composition. But currently, while I'm here in Texas, I am with the San Antonio School of Rock House Band as one of their main drummers. And we are going to be performing at Summerfest in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, on the same stages as Earth, Wind, and Fire and Motley Crue. So that's what I'm doing for the summer. I'm super excited that I get to play on such a big stage for thousands of people. I hope to keep doing that in the future. I really want to create and make music that can share emotions and spread the same feelings I feel when I listen to it, just through listening, how you can reach everyone in the world just through music, how it's a global language. I would just love to keep exploring that. And I love traveling because I'm a military kid. So that's why I want to study abroad as well. And those are my plans.
Those are some pretty fabulous plans. I love that you're going to get to play at Summerfest and love Earth, Wind, and Fire. And love that you like to travel and want to go to South Korea, which is an amazing place. So really good plans. Love that. Caleb, what about you? I mean, you're already at the university, so maybe plans for career or something like that?
Yes, like Nilani, I'm in my third year of university, so I have another year before I graduate where I'm at right now, and I'm looking to go to graduate school. So I want to study material science or condensed matter-based physics like field, so I'm going to have to start applying to graduate school. It's upcoming fall, very intimidated, but I really want to pursue my PhD because I would love to pursue sort of a research-based career. And so that's why I want to go to graduate school. And actually this summer I will be doing research. I'm going to be researching at the University of Michigan for an REU, which is like a common undergraduate NSF-funded program for beginning research experience. And yeah, and I'm going to be trying to finish up my undergraduate thesis within sort of researching clean water technology. So a lot of research. But yeah, that's sort of where I see myself going as of right now.
Very exciting. Yes, lots of research. I love that. And I love grad school and just some goals for the future. So that's really exciting. What about Allison?
I'm going to be attending Virginia Tech in the fall, and I'm going to study biochemistry. I'm definitely planning on going to med school. I've always wanted to become a surgeon. That's literally been all I've ever wanted to become since I was like a little girl. So I'm very excited and very excited to join like the Virginia Tech community.
Very exciting. And I love that. Future surgeon in the works. Taylor, what about your future aspirations?
I would definitely say a lot of it is still up in the air. As I said before, I'm still waiting on a couple of schools. And I'm starting to get a little unsure of my major. Initially, I was going in as like econ finance major, but I'm definitely starting to look towards more engineering programs because I do find that that interests me. But unlike Caleb, I don't love physics, so I don't know how I would get through with that. But I'm definitely looking at those two majors and still looking at schools. But in terms of like future plans, in terms of jobs, I've definitely looked into like working for the government. That just feels very home-like. I know that pretty well. I would love to work in kind of policy or lawmaking.
Very exciting. And it is okay to not know, right? I was a college academic advisor in another life. And I would have students come in and think about changing my major. And I'm like, it's okay. It's okay if you change it. You'll get there at some point. And so that's really exciting that you're thinking about different paths. And I love that we keep coming back to physics. I was really good at chemistry. Guys, I was really good at chemistry. It was just physics. I wasn't quite there. My brain didn't think that way. So lots of amazing goals and aspirations for the future, and really exciting to be able to watch kind of what you all do. I mean, you're so incredibly impressive. It's exciting. So I'd love to know if you have any advice. I always like to ask guests their advice for military families or military kids, or, you know, even sometimes educators working with military kids. But for you all specifically, do you have any advice for any of the younger military connected kids that are navigating this life? And I'm going to start with Taylor.
I definitely have a lot of advice, but one thing that I would definitely like want to emphasize is that I think the right people are out there for you. The right community is out there for you. I think at times when you're moving a lot and you're, you know, getting resettled in different areas, I think a lot of military kids feel the need to just like jump right into whatever like finds them first. But I would say just be patient, because in that, like, I found the right people for me. I found the right friend groups, the right communities through, you know, different activities, through volunteering and things like that. And I think that's super meaningful, because I wasn't sure when I was younger that I would have that, right? Like, I would have like a childhood best friend or something like that. And I think that's really important. It's like, you will find your place in the world.
You will find your people, even sometimes when you think that you won't. So I think that's great advice. Caleb, what about you?
You know, I really love this common theme of community that has been coming up. Again, just hearing the stories of the other recipients, one thing that really inspires me about you all is just hearing this, again, how you all kind of exemplify building communities. I think that's so, so important and so, so cool. But really just being a part of your community and working to see how you can improve the communities that you are a part of and how you can further that. Really just be a person who, be the person that makes someone else's day, that really just seeking to sort of improve the lives of others have been really just a common theme I've seen amongst these amazing individuals. And that is something I would fully, fully recommend any fellow military children to pursue. That has certainly gotten me through a lot. And I really inspired how these other amazing people have used what has happened in their lives to do that, to do exactly that, to connect with people and to sort of support others.
I love that. Nilani, what about some advice that you may have?
Again, similar to like giving yourself grace, I think personally I would tell a lot of military kids to be compassionate, not only to other people, but especially to themselves. Doing things with compassion comes with not the understanding of what someone's going through, but just that feeling of that it's okay, that I don't understand, that whatever I'm feeling is just okay, or whatever they're feeling is just okay. Being compassionate to your parents who are also equally struggling as much as you, leaving you behind, leaving you to go work and make money. Doing things for them so that when they come home, they can smile and they have things that, like trophies, awards for them to come home and see and be proud of you of. Be compassionate to yourself that it's okay, even if you don't make those awards, if you don't have those achievements, just your presence is enough and just your happiness is enough for both you and both your parents.
Yeah, I love that. I've written down, be patient, be compassionate. I added another one in there. I put be kind. I think that's important too. So really great pieces of advice. And Allison, how about any advice you have?
Yeah, I especially want to mention, you know, don't be scared to try new things. We have the opportunity to go many different places, and a lot of kids live in the same state their whole entire life. So I think it's very important, you know, try a lot of things. And piggybacking off of what Taylor said, I think I definitely had trouble sometimes finding like true friendships. And I think it is very important to kind of just like give yourself some time, get used to an area, give yourself some time to find people, and you don't necessarily have to jump into being best friends with someone, because those relationships will build over time.
Great advice. All of you have just fantastic pieces of advice. And I think, you know, all of this, just amazing, really, the kind of theme that's run through our conversation of community. And so I just want to leave a little piece of advice, or something that I've always said to my boys as we've been moving around over the years. And I didn't realize that I was saying it so much until my oldest kind of mentioned it. And I always ask them, how would they like to be remembered? Because as military kids, as military families, we move, we're very mobile. And so, you know, do you want to be remembered as kind, generous, as the kid that really helped out? But again, fantastic advice. You all have so many amazing stories and experiences. You are incredibly impressive and really excited to see what you do in the future, and just really amazed to be able to chat with you, meet you, and excited that you are recipients of the award this year. I'd like to thank Caleb, Taylor, Allison, and Nolani for their time today, as I really enjoyed our conversation. And thank you again to Operation Homefront for the opportunity to speak with these amazing 2024 Military Child of the Year recipients. Please check out our show notes to read their full bios. Thanks for listening to the MSEC podcast, the official podcast of the Military Child Education Coalition. If you've enjoyed this episode, please like, share, subscribe, and give today's show a 5-star rating. And don't forget to leave us a comment on topics you'd like to hear more about. We'd like to give a special thanks again to the Edward Spouses Club for supporting this episode, and Consentus Media for audio mixing. I'm Nikki Harrison, and until next time, in a world where you can be anything, be kind.